The title of today's message is The Profile of a Murderer. And my intention was, when George Floyd incident happened, I wanted us to go back to this first incident of murder recorded in the Bible to see and understand what is happening in the world. For us to understand now, you have to understand the beginning. So past few weeks, we've been spending our time in the first few chapters of the Bible under the theme of the image of God, how God created us in the image of God. And after the banishment, now we see in Genesis 4, the murder. So let us for now today try to get the profile of this murderer. What is he look like? What does he look like? Why is this happening in Genesis 4? So I'm going to give you five headings. First thing, his relationship with his creator is broken. Verse 5 says this, "But for Cain and for his offering, he," that is God, "he had no regard." Now that the mankind is outside of the garden, he has to come to God in the offering and in the sacrifice of something. And isn't that interesting how the focus of the Bible immediately outside of the garden is on the success or failure of that worship? So in order for us to understand Cain, we must start from where the Bible starts. That is, for Cain and for his offering, God had no regard. Why did he become murderer? We must start from this fact that his relationship with God, his creator, was broken. And all human misery stems from that failure. So we must understand, at the core, human beings are spiritual beings. It may not be obvious at the first glance, but all actions have spiritual undertone in them. So let us begin there. How are we supposed to understand Cain? He had a broken relationship with God. And now you look at the world and the news. All that has been happening in our world recently, we must trace that source back to the fall and how human beings are, at default mode, have a broken relationship with our God. That's the first point. Second thing that we notice from the text is this. Profound and intense anger that resulted from that broken relationship with God contributed to the murder. Failure of worshiping God in spirit and in truth is not an abstract idea. It shows itself often in anger toward God and anger toward others. And that's what we see here. Because of that, verse 5, "But for Cain and for his offering, he had no regard." Immediately after, in verse 5, what do we find? It says this. So, there is that connection between God having no regard and what is following in verse 5, trying to understand Cain. "So Cain became very angry, and his countenance fell." Other translation says this, "And he looked dejected," or "his face was downcast." So what is going on in Cain is this: rejection by God, deep anger, and his countenance fell, deep discouragement, and action to kill and murder his brother. We often see the anger in the world, right? You turn on the news, everybody's angry. We may not understand what is going on in each individual's heart and mind, but ultimately, according to the Bible, there is person behind that anger, and that person is this: a person who's not worshiping triune God well. For Christians even, they may attend the church, but this worship, true worship of God, is more than attending church. We understand that. There has to be thankful submission to the lordship of triune God in all areas of our lives. And behind that anger, you will often find a person who is disappointed toward God and toward oneself. So an angry man, angry person is rejected man, disappointed man, and discouraged man. That's what we find in Cain. Cain became angry because his person and his worship and sacrifice were not accepted by God. So he became angry and he became discouraged. And that led to murder of his brother. I believe time does two things to men and women. Either you grow in the grace of God and become more at peace with God and with yourself, or you become angrier as time goes on. Angry at God, angry at yourself, angry at society. When we describe human beings, we often talk about intellect, will, and emotion. They cannot be separated. But here in Cain, we see Cain was emotional. So for Cain, what is going on is emotion, intellect, and will. Angry man, rejected and dejected man, in his anger, he uses his intellect to kill his brother and will to kill. The fall had effect upon all these three aspects of human being, intellect, will, and emotion. And Bible tells us our dominant emotion must be, the love for God and love for other people. But what do we see here? Instead of that love, we see anger controlling the man. An angry man is often irrational man. An irrational man's decision to do something often result in much misery. In this case, murder of his own brother. So, we say emotion must be anchored in and controlled by and filtered through the knowledge and the will of God that is revealed in the Bible. In our profiling of this man, we see a man who is disconnected relationship with God, broken relationship with God. That's the first thing. Second thing is we see a profound anger in Cain because of that broken relationship with God. Now the third, how did this man become the first murderer in human history according to the Bible? What is going wrong in his life? The third thing is this, ignoring God's word is what's happening. Look at verse 6 and 7. Because God saw what was happening in Cain's mind, verse 6 says this, Then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Obviously, God knew the answer. But God is asking these questions to Cain. Verse 7, if you do well, will not your countenance be lifted up? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Very enigmatic statement. But without going too much into that verse 7, what do we learn from verse 6 and 7? That God was not far away from Cain. See, God was paying close attention to Cain's mood. And God was gracious to come to Cain and to guide and instruct this downcast Cain. That's what is happening in verse 6 and 7. Oftentimes, this Genesis 4, we are trying to solve every riddle that is in there. Very difficult sentences and passages. Back away from that and see what is happening. Verse 6 and 7, God is being very near to Cain and trying to care for him. That's what is happening. And notice verse 6 and 7, they are the first spoken words of God since Genesis 3:19. But God remains to be silent in Genesis 4 until this moment. Very first word spoken to the banished people of God in Genesis was from God to Cain. Very, very important fact. What does that tell you? It tells me these verse 6 and 7, they are the intimate and loving, caring words of God. And this is a father-son talk, conversation. That's right. Cain was the son of God because he was created in the image of God through natural, ordinary generation from the first couple. in that verse 6 and 7, what is going wrong in Cain's life? God intervened, okay? So Cain cannot blame God and say, I got angry and I killed my brother. No, before that happened, God intervened for his son, Cain. But again, with the verse 6 and 7, two things are happening, and I want you to listen carefully. First thing regarding verse 6 and 7 is this. Cain is not surprised when Yahweh God speaks to him. Did you notice that? Verse 6, God speaks. Verse 7, God still speaks to Cain. But Cain does not respond and say this. What? Who is this? What is going on? I am losing my mind. I am hearing voices. He doesn't say that. That tells us, verse 6 and 7, they tell us Cain knew the Lord. That's right. Cain was the first covenant child who was born into the believing parents. He saw his parents worshiping God, honoring God, and trying to obey God, holding on to the proto-evangelion, the first words of the gospel that God has spoken to his parents. The seed of woman. Where do you think these brothers got the idea of worshiping God by bringing sacrifices to God? It must have come from Adam and Eve. They learned from their parents. So Cain, in a sense, was the preacher's kid, a church kid, who grew up listening to his father, Adam, who is acting as a priest and prophet, preaching to their children, his children, about the coming Messiah. Seed of woman. Often, probably, father spoke to his sons about the garden, what it looked like, what had happened on that fateful day when the serpent showed up and enticed their mom, and in turn, Adam, who was supposed to guard the garden. So, first murder was committed by someone who knew the Lord, who was familiar with God's ways. This is a warning too, especially to all Presbyterians. As much as we value and love covenant theology, covenant, external covenant in and of itself will not save. Therefore, both parents and our children, we must take caution in that everyone must come to Christ in repentance and faith. And it is our duty to teach our children, covenant children. And it is our duty of our children to listen to the words of God and repent and grasp Christ in faith and in repentance that is required of us all. And second thing that we notice from verse 6 and 7 is this. How and why did Cain become murderer? We are trying to profile this man. There is complete and total silence from Cain. Did you notice that? Not a response, not a word. He is completely shutting him out, ignoring God's gracious intervention, warning, and instruction. So don't tell me Cain was so angry and he killed his own brother. No, that's not how it happened. He had a broken relationship with God. He was rejected by God. Now he was dejected and his countenance was fallen and he was so profoundly, intensely angry. But at that moment, God did not leave him alone. God came to his aid to Cain, who is going to become the first murderer in human history. So if the word of God does not change you, Bible says there's nothing on earth that could change your heart. That is a warning to all human beings out there. And Luke chapter 16, we know a very famous parable of poor Lazarus, his dad, and rich man. He says this, rich man is in hell, Lazarus, poor Lazarus, now in Abraham's bosom in heaven. And he says to Father Abraham, that is the rich man, he says this, then I beg you, Father, that you send him, that is dead Lazarus, now in heaven, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them, so that they will not also come to this place of torment. That is, Father Abraham, send him back. Send him back to warn my living brother. So when they hear the words of this dead and raised man, they will take caution. But Abram said this, they have Moses and prophets. Let them hear them. But he said, no, Father Abraham. But if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead. Takeaway is this. If people do not listen from the words of God, from the Bible, through the preacher, through your parents, the warnings and the gospel that you hear from the word of God, even if the dead man come and knock on your door and says there is hell and heaven, you will not believe the man's testimony. That's what is happening here in Cain. And I'm going to skip reason four for the time's sake, and I'm going to go to the final reason, one of the most important reasons I believe that we could notice from this passage. That is this. What do you see from Genesis 4? Angry man, discouraged man. He's so angry that in his anger, he just kills his brother. But I am trying to tell you, there is much more going on in the background. And the final piece of puzzle that I want you to notice in Genesis 4, what is happening behind the scene, inside of this man's heart and mind, is this. There is something else going on. That is, there is a spirit at work. I want you to notice that. The murder is a spiritual action by a fallen man. Okay? That is what's happening here. How do you see that? You see it from the words of Christ in John chapter 8. You tie those together. You tie them together and you see what is going on. Jesus was confronted by Jewish religious leaders. And obviously, Jesus was trying to have a conversation, but they were not listening to Jesus. And this is what Jesus said to them. And listen to this. Jews said this, we have one Father, God. You know what Jesus said to them? If God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and have come from God, for I have not even come on my own initiative, but he sent me. Jesus says this in his frustration. Why do you not understand what I am saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. His reasoning? You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He, that is the devil, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar, that is the devil. He is a liar and the father of lies. You see, in his description, why can't Jewish leaders listen and reason with Christ's words and come to repentance in Christ and faith in Christ? Jesus says, because they belong to a totally different seed. You are out of your father, the devil. And his description of the devil is this. He was the murderer from the beginning. And I believe he's referring to this incident. That is, the devil, that ancient serpent, was active in Cain's killing of his little brother by inciting him through Cain's anger. No, he was not demon-possessed. We don't see a demon-possessed man in Genesis 4. But what is happening according to Christ is the devil was murderer and liar from the beginning. So what is happening? I want you to see there is a spiritual dimension to Cain and in his life and his murder of his little brother. Until we see that, we cannot understand what is happening in our world. What do you see? Do you simply see class warfare? Do you simply see burning of this and that and murdering of this man and that man and woman and that? I want you to notice that there is a spiritual dimension behind all that we see in the world. So I thought about that and these are my conclusions. A man, that is woman too, a man is most like the devil when he is raging in his murderous anger. Racism at heart is hatred, toward other image bearers of God. Therefore, racists are like the devil, their father, in whose heart there was murder at its core. Furthermore, a person is most like the devil, their father, his father, her father, when they show hostility toward the Son of God, Jesus Christ, and reject him. That's the context of John 8. So, as we have seen from larger catechism, what misery did the fall bring upon mankind? There are many. But there is one thing that I want you to notice, that is, we are born bond slaves to Satan. So all men by nature, they are born as slaves to Satan. But that is the teaching of the Bible, that is the teaching of the catechism, and we must notice that there is a spiritual dimension to what we see. At the outset, I just wanted to understand the mind of a murderer, so the profile of a murderer. But what emerged from the text and the study was not so much of a profile of a murderer, but of a man. Of a fallen man, any man, all men and women who descended from Adam and Eve. And there is no one in this world who's not affected by this sin. Because all men will die. All men and women that we see in the news in this world, as you and I, we know, they will die because the wages of sin is death. In that, all men, all of us are affected by the sin and the result of the fall. Until you meet someone whose life also was profoundly touched by death, similar to Abel's death, the righteous man by the hands of the unrighteous man. But God raised that dead man because it was impossible for him to be held by his power, and only he could turn our mourning into dancing again, our misery into hope again. His name, Jesus Christ, the seed of woman, he is our hope for us.